Genesis 32, verse 13 through 32. These are God's words. So he lodged there that same night, and he took what came to his hand as a present for Esau his brother, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 cows, 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys, and 10 foals. And he delivered them to the hand of his servants, every drove by itself. And he said to his servants, pass over before me and put some distance between successive droves. And he commanded the first one, saying, when Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, to whom do you belong? Where are you going? Whose are these in front of you? Then you shall say, they are your servant, Jacob's. It is a present sent to my lord Esau. And behold, he also is behind us. So he commanded the second, the third, and all who followed the drove, saying, in this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him. And also say, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For, he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face, perhaps he will accept me. Yes, Ezekiel. Where are you? Chapter 32. And we're about to start verse 21. So right here. So the present went on over before him, but he himself lodged that night in the camp. And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them over the brook and sent over what he had. And then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip. And the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask me about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. And therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. One of the reasons why believers are sometimes improperly afraid or concerned about something that's going to happen or of someone, and they're concerned about doing something, is because we are not wrestling properly with how great our God is with whom we have to deal. This can be seen both in not realizing how easy it is for God to take care of us and handle any situation that we're in. And it can also present itself in not realizing how great our sin is and how great our need for safety from God, from God's wrath and from God's enmity is. And that's the lesson that the Lord teaches Jacob here. Jacob has prayed to God, and we focused on the prayer last week in verse 10, when he said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown David your servant. He goes on, verse 11, deliver me, I pray. And then Jacob comes up with this big plan of the presents that he's going to send to Esau, and a large part of our passage before us this afternoon is in that plan. And we see the point of it in verse 20. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me. Talking about Esau. But by the time we get to the end of the passage, the name of the place has not been changed to Peni Esau. The face of Esau. The name of the place has been changed to Peniel. Or Penuel. There are two different spellings here in our English translation. Same place, face of God. Same name, face of God. And it got that because Jacob learned the lesson. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Now, some people think that Israel means struggler with God. Very plainly, literally translated, it means God struggles. And either one works, so long as we see that what God was confronting Jacob with was that Jacob was in far more danger from God than he was from Esau. Jacob probably realizes this just at the end when God says, why do you ask my name? Jacob did not have a right to the name for which he asked, but as Hebrews also tells us, the greater blesses the lesser. And so when God blesses him there, it says, why is it that you ask about my name? Verse 29, and he blessed him there. That's when Jacob realizes just how much danger he was in all night long. How can a man wrestle with God and survive? How can a man even see the face of God? For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And you remember when God is going to make a display of himself to Moses. And he says, the display I make will, as it be, the passing of, the remnant of the passing of my backside, because no one can see my face and live. How is it that we can survive God when he is holy and he is almighty and we are wicked and deserving of wrath? And we are creatures, literally breathing dust. How can we survive God? And the reason we can survive God is because God himself makes himself our righteousness, our worthiness. God himself makes himself our strength. And he has done this ultimately and eternally in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, if we have dealt with God, if we have clung to him in Christ, and been blessed by him in Christ, and survived because Jesus has absorbed the wrath that our sin deserves, and Jesus has been provided by God to save us out of God's love. If we have dealt with God in Christ, then we can turn and we can face something like Esau coming with 400 men. And yes, we can make plans, and Jacob carries out his plan, and the Lord blesses it, and there's a lot there for us to see in the next passage. But whatever it is that you are worried about or having difficulty or whomever you might be afraid of or what they might do, the key is to be one who has wrestled with God in Jesus Christ and know that God is the one who, for Christ's sake, wrestles for you. And so, remember, it's Peniel, not Peni Esau. That's what we need the most. Jacob had prayed that God would deliver him. And God's solution was to keep Jacob up all night and wrestle with him to exhaust him completely, take away his sleep, exhaust him physically, disable him by putting his hip out of joint. But in that condition, he was even more prepared to see that the great danger is from God, and we have no hope of wrestling with him except by what Jesus has done. And if we have the hope of Jesus, then there's no amount of weakness or sleep deprivation or exhaustion or disability that puts us at an ultimate disadvantage, because God himself is the one who wrestles for us. Amen. Let's pray. We ask, Lord, that you would make us to learn and know for our own heart, our own life, our own situations, what you taught Jacob here by wrestling him. We pray not that we might be sleep deprived and exhausted and disabled, but that you would make us confident in Christ, even in our dealing with you, that your wrath has been satisfied, that you have brought us into relationship with you, where you name us, you express your ownership over us, you bless us, and so nothing that we face can ultimately endanger or destroy us, because you will surely preserve us from everything else. If you have preserved us from your wrath in Christ, help us to know this, to be confident and joyful in the face of all things, because you are for us in Jesus, and your love cannot be separated from us in Jesus, and we are already more than conquerors in Jesus, and all things are working together for us because of Jesus, and you are giving all things to us with Jesus. Help us to be sure of that at the very center of our heart, so we may have such gladness and courage with which to live our lives. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.